Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's great to be here with you on this sunny day. I think the spring weather is here to stay, and we're going to be talking about some great spring food, some tapas and some lighter fare. Also, later on the show, we're going to talk about stress, what is stress and some ways to deal with it. And we're going to talk about the jitters, maybe for you or your kids, and also anxiety and the grumblies. We have a great author on who's going to give us some tips how to teach our kids some tools and also maybe help ourselves with that. But off the top of the show, we're talking to Peter Graven, who's the man chef from Toronto. And we have him on every few months, and we love talking to him because he's got the best accent ever. How are you, Peter? Sorry, didn't click the button. How are you?
All right, everything's good, and it's nice to hear from you, and all is well in Toronto. Maybe spring isn't quite there yet, but we're getting there.
How is your weather now? Because I know you've had a really bad winter.
We had quite a severe winter, but today's not bad. I'm just waiting after this show to go out on my bike for the first time this year to go cycling.
So. Oh, really? And where do you go in Toronto? I mean, it's a big city. Do you have a spot where it's sort of safe to? Are there bike trails?
We're really blessed with some fabulous trails off-road, and there's one cycle path all the way along the lakeshore, which is mostly traffic-free and lovely going through the beaches area. It's very beautiful. So that's what I do. But I usually go out early in the morning, but didn't go out this morning, but this afternoon I'm going to go out.
I think biking is so nice. I got a new bike a few years ago, and it's the one with the basket on the front, and I pretend that I'm in, you know, Paris, and I can go buy a baguette.
Yeah.
And have a little mind movie, but it really is a nice thing to do in a day like this. And so is sort of lighter fare, because, you know, we're getting tired of maybe the heavy meat things with a lot of the root vegetables, and we want to lighten that up. And you gave a great idea with tapas, and you sent a definition. So tell people what tapas are.
Well basically, have you been to Spain?
I have been to Spain.
So when you go into the bar, they have the tapas all laid out on the counter there. You've seen that?
Right.
Well, that's the same. That is what tapas, but we do a tapas bar. Instead of doing hors d'oeuvres when people come in, you know how hors d'oeuvres are always passed around and you have to pick them up, and you're not always, if you're not standing right by the kitchen door, you might not get some. So what we do is we set up, maybe we'll have a couple of different types of hors d'oeuvres, or just do a soup in a glass beaker when the guests arrive, which is a lovely idea. And then set up a tapas bar where people pick up a plate and they have a selection of, and you can put anything you want on there, from grilled mushrooms to different kinds of seafood to fish to different, and you can mix up countries. You can put in tapas and you can put in hummus and tahina and Middle Eastern stuff, all kinds of different variety of things. So people take a selection of items and they put it on the plate with a fork. And it really lends to conversation. It lends for people to be able to talk to each other and to have a plate, and not to drop stuff down their shirt, sort of thing.
Yeah, no kidding. And you know, I guess the tapas originally was they put a bread or something to cover
correct.
In a hot climate so that a fly, you know, it wouldn't attract any kind of bugs or anything. That was
the original aspect. So, and that's what we do, and I really enjoy doing that as a first course, because everybody does hors d'oeuvres and all the usual things, but if you put it, it doesn't take much imagination to put two or three different types of salads out, and as I say, pickled olives and marinated mushrooms and grilled beetroot salad and stuff like that, and different kinds of cheeses and seafood, and it's a lovely selection of things where people will take them and come back and refill. It doesn't necessarily have to be an enormous plate. You can put it in a 6 or 7 inch plate and always have a serviette and a fork,
And it makes for a nicer, almost a meal, too, Peter. A lot of people don't want to have a heavy sit-down dinner. This is something you can do a lot of cool little courses along the night, and this is your party. It's not a sit-down, if you don't have the space for it, it could be a standing just around the bar kind of casual event.
Absolutely, you can do it. You can enhance it more and do it as a dinner by putting more items on and have a larger plate also. Instead of having have a 12-inch plate or 11-inch plate, which is like a dinner plate, and they can come back as often as they want and try different things.
And are you finding a lot with your catering, Peter, that people, especially maybe younger people with weddings or entertaining, are doing this when you're catering events?
Well, weddings are a different story because weddings, a lot of weddings now are out of the banquet halls and into venues. The venues have become very popular for weddings. And the younger generation, they like to mingle and to talk. They don't necessarily want to be sat down at a table for 8 or 10 people all night when the music's just blaring away. They like
that's, me.
That's me. You know, they don't like, you know, I mean, that was, it's a it's actually a generational thing also. It's nice, but I do like to have seating for about 80% of the people, but it can be occasional seating. You can have 36-inch tables, you can have cruise tables, you can have lounge, like lounge areas also. So it's, you've sort of set up a country club atmosphere in a venue that puts a different flavor and different flair onto your event.
Yeah, because you have to really sort of be considerate of other people. Do sometimes want to sit for some length of time or gather together in a little area. So
absolutely,
it's nice to have that option always.
Absolutely. And when you have, you know, I mean, I can't, you know, none of us want to stand for an hour, 2 hours. And, and if you have a lot of people, different age groups, you definitely have to have about 80% seating. But if you have 80%, then 20% is floating around and moving and talking, and that's how you do it.
And, you know, you've got some great ideas for desserts, too. You sent some pictures and 3 recipes, which I'll put on the website, lifestylewithpattymac.com. And, you know, they look so impressive, and reading through them, they're pretty easy to do. Vanilla poached pears, chocolate bark, and fruit kebabs. So tell us how you make the poached pears.
Well, hold on a second. Just let me find out. Wait a minute.
They look so good, though. I mean,
they are, and they're no. If men who don't know how to cook can make these things, anybody can make them. They're so easy.
And the fruit kebabs. I mean, that looks impressive on a tray after your meal, and that's just assembling fruit.
That's right. The fruit kebabs are terrific. And then all you have to do is serve it with a warm chocolate sauce. You melt chocolate, and you put chocolate sauce on top of it. It's a fabulous dessert, and it's a no-brainer.
And do you ever melt chocolate in the microwave, or you think it's got to be on the stovetop?
Never.
Never.
I find if I put it on a double boiler, and you can use chocolate chips or chocolate chunks, and you put it on a double boiler, and it's especially... if you make that, you see the chocolate bark that I sent you?
Oh, yes, I did. I'm going to make that.
That is fabulous.
It looks so good. And now, that's not too detailed either, really, is it?
No. You just melt the chocolate, you spread it and you use dark chocolate or white chocolate. My wife loves mint chocolates. I do it with mint chocolate for my wife. You know, and you spread it on a baking sheet, and you sprinkle the mix on, the trail mix, whatever you want on top, you push it down and you refrigerate it. And if you're in a big rush, because I do it often for the Man Chef cooking classes, is I put it in the freezer and in half an hour it's ready.
Wow.
And you just break it off and people just devour it. It's gorgeous.
And poached pears, is there a way of overcooking or doing
getting
that wrong?
What, now the recipe says peel the pears. Okay, I've taken that off just a second, because hold on a moment. That's the apricots. You got fresh apricots in the stores already, I guess.
No.
Not yet.
Pears.
Pears, you've got. Just hold on a second. Is that wine poached pears? Okay. All right. Just a moment. Okay. Don't peel the pears. Leave them whole. Okay. Don't peel them, because if you peel them and you overcook them, then they'll fall to pieces. But that, just preheat the oven, put the pears on the tray, and cover for an hour and a quarter, and you'll know exactly if they're cooked or not. And it's so simple.
Mm. And pears are something people don't eat as much as they used to, but they're such a lovely fruit. And if you don't like to eat them, you know, straight up, that's a really nice way to kind of soften them a bit.
Absolutely. It's lovely. And the easy strawberry and blueberry dessert.
Is this part of the Man Chef, too, one of your desserts you teach?
Yeah, the easy. Do you see that? Did you open that one up?
I don't think I have that one yet.
Oh, I thought I sent it to you. Okay. So it's all it is so simple, because it's the strawberries and blueberries with a scoop of raspberry or strawberry sherbet and some yogurt. Just top it, and I'll send it to you right now, actually.
Okay. You know what's so great, Peter, is that all these things are so easy And they're good, just like the tapas you were talking about, that you don't have to reinvent the wheel.
No.
You don't have to get some fancy dessert or buy it. You can put it together yourself and be super impressive with the bark on the side with the strawberries. Sounds delicious. When we come back, let's talk more about some salads and some spring
Meals.
Back in 2 minutes.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
When news breaks, Victoria counts on CFAX 1070.
This just into the newsroom. Callers are reporting a mass.
If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Crime Stoppers.
The pizza zone, located in the 1800 block of Cook Street, was broken into twice in April. The suspect was similar in each break and enter, and on both occasions, the window was smashed to gain entry. The male suspect wore a hoodie, a backpack, and gloves. Call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477 or go online at victoriacrimestoppers.com.
To win back-to-back world titles, you have to do things the world has never seen before. The 2014 Ram 1500 gets the best fuel economy of any full-size truck. No one in the world saw that coming. Ram 1500, Motor Trend's 2014 Truck of the Year. The first ever back-to-back winner.
Get a Ram 1500 regular cab ST for $19,888.
Guts. Glory. Ram.
I can't take it.
Why are you bumping your head on the steering wheel?
These gas prices are killing me.
Not me. I just bought a fuel-efficient Ford, and my price is locked in at 95 cents a liter.
Get peace of mind when you lock in your gas price at 95 cents a liter. That's a value of up to $1,100 on vehicles like the Ford Edge. Plus, get the Adventurous Escape starting at $149 bi-weekly at 2.49% purchase financing for 84 months with zero down. Or own it for $24,888. Drive smart, save smart, ends April 30th. Only at your Ford store. See paper for details.
RBC Visa Infinite Avion invites you to celebrate Canadian excellence with Canada's Walk of Fame. Help select the 2014 Canada's Walk of Fame inductees, and you could win a trip to attend the VIP events this fall. Enjoy a spectacular weekend in Toronto, walk the red carpet, attend the award show, and party with the stars, courtesy of RBC Visa Infinite Avion. Go to canadaswalkoffame.com today through April 30th to nominate an inspiring and remarkable Canadian. You can join us as we honor Canada's best.
It's the time of year for Sikkens. For all your exterior stain requirements, get down to Windsor Plywood on Keating Cross Road in Central Saanich and on Van Al Way just off Jacqueline Road in the West Shore. Windsor has your decks covered with the industry's best rated coatings. All Sikkens products are value priced through the end of April. Simply the best. That's Sikkens Stains at Windsor Plywood in Greater Victoria.
Windsor, Windsor, the experts you need to know.
Hi, I'm Patty Mack, and you're listening to Lifestyle here every Saturday from 1 to 2 o'clock. On the air, we have Peter Graven, the man chef from Toronto, and he's been on quite a bit. He's a caterer. He does cooking classes. If you're in the Toronto area, I'm sure you'd like to look him up because he does some great stuff. Peter, the man chef, tell people how they can get a hold of you there and what you're doing with the man chef.
You can email me at manchef.ca or... I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, and they can find me anywhere on the web.
And you do great stuff, and you always give out great tips for anybody on all kinds of different skills. So it's a great website to look up because Peter's a great teacher, and you're really enthusiastic about helping people.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And even the people who come to the Man Chef classes, you know, it's difficult to grasp at all, and they always call me, and when they're stuck doing a recipe, they're not sure what to do or how to do it, and I walk them through it on the phone, which is really cute.
So, you're such a great guy, Peter.
Yeah.
I guess this time of year, you're sort of lighter fare. You'd suggest we talk about some salads and lighter meals. You know, salads are some of those things that we think, oh, well, it's just that bag of stuff you get pre-washed, put some pre-bought salad dressing on it. How can we jazz it up, make better salads and better dressings?
First and foremost, I don't. When I do salads on buffets, I don't put them in bowls. I put them on platters because I can't stand it when all the dressing goes to the bottom. The salad gets all soggy.
Yeah. Yes,
so
for
you can, and you can be much more artistic if you lay it out on a platter and garnish it. Even you know, we have one which we do with red onions and radishes and that kind of stuff. So you can do, there's a zillion kinds of salads. It doesn't take great imagination, or even. even to take a fresh asparagus and you soak it in water and put them on the barbecue and grill them and lay them out on a platter with some vinaigrette on the side. It's one of the nicest salads you can do.
And when you say vinaigrette, what kind of things can we add to a dressing?
You can add shallots. You call them shallots. I call them shallots.
You say potato.
Yeah, okay. Right. You can olive oil, a little bit of mustard, a little bit of mayonnaise, and some different kinds of vinegars, and just whisk it up, and that's how you do it. There's no, you know, and there's a zillion different kinds of salad. Also, some of the salad dressings which you can purchase are very good also.
Well, that's good to know because, you know, just look at the labels, right? Because if you're in a rush, there's some that aren't bad for you.
Right. But you can do all kinds of salad dressings, but you can all different kinds of salads. The beetroot's becoming very fashionable again to do a beetroot salad, which was the same as I talked about. You can just slice tomatoes and with broccolini cheese, you know, as you lay it out.
I think the platter's a great idea, too,
Peter, platter's
because, you
lovely.
Know, I've never thought of that, but it's true because you put a bowl and everything drops in. Yeah. You never have enough of the stuff, but on a platter, you're bound to get more of everything and, as you say, not over-drench it because you've got a thinner layer.
Correct. And it also it displays much better.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. And what about, I'm going to use that, what about some lighter fare? What kind of stuff are you grilling up this time of year?
We are doing salmon, we're doing chicken, we're doing everything. Well, not actually, I haven't got the barbecue out yet, but you can grill everything, or lamb chops. We did lamb chops a couple of nights ago for the man chef. Mm-hmm. Well, we pan-fried them because we didn't have the barbecue going, so we just pan-fried lamb chops for everybody, and it was delicious. We did it with a rapini and little new potatoes. And the goal is, again, getting away from for the man chef cooking school, we try and teach the guys to make a main course item in 30 minutes.
Right. So with chicken and stuff, I've seen, like, do you teach them how to cut maybe chicken or pound it so it's a little thinner, so it cooks quicker,
well,
that kind of thing?
A lot of the guys, I tell them that. And what we do is, I said, the smaller you cut it, the faster it'll cook.
Right.
So if they're doing like a chicken cacciatore, or chicken teriyaki, or stir fried, they cut it in 1 inch. I teach them how to cut up the chicken breast and the leg, mm-hmm. how to season salt and pepper and lemon juice, dust it with flour, and just saute it off. And if you make it in a cacciatore, they can make it in 15 minutes. It's ready.
Wow. Yummy. Send us that one too. That sounds like a good recipe.
Yeah, and that's very important because the guys have got no patience.
Well, a lot of people don't anymore, right? Say you're getting home, you're feeding a family,
right,
and you don't want to do takeout. You know, time is sort of the essence, so if you can do it quickly, then you're not going to maybe think twice about ordering something from a fast food.
There was a great article, and if I can find it, I'll send it to you, about it's faster to cook something like that than actually to go to a store, pick up the order, pick it up, and drive home and eat it. It's faster to cook it than it is to buy takeout.
Wow. And, you know, like new potatoes, I know people are, you know, white stuff, you know, don't eat bread and potatoes. Those new potatoes are great, and with a vegetable.
Yeah.
And I haven't actually had rapini before.
No, rapini is, I'll send you a recipe for the rapini. But the new potatoes, I tell the guys to cut them in half and put boiling water in them instead of cold water, boiling water from the kettle. That way they'll cook in 15 minutes.
Very clever.
So you want to save time. So to say boiling water, you'd have to wait 5 minutes for it to boil. It boils immediately.
Wow. And where do we ever get these ideas that was bad to do that? You know? It's like, oh, no, always start with cold water.
No, and the same with pasta. When you got pasta, you don't want to wait. Boiling water, always. In large kitchens, commercial kitchens where I trained because I worked 7 years in the kitchen, there's always boiling water available, so you don't have to wait. So the same if you're making a pasta or you're doing anything, you have boiling water in the kettle all the time. And then even if it's a pasta, you boil the pasta and you drain it and you in a colander and you want to saute it off in garlic or whatever it is, you take boiling water from the kettle and you pour it over the pasta. The pasta's 3/4 heated already. Wow. So you don't have to wait that another 10 minutes to get it hot. And invariably, you'll burn it trying to get it hot.
Well, Peter, you always give some great tips today. I mean, we've talked about tapas and desserts, and we've talked about some mains and some sides and how to do a nice salad on a platter. And I think you have great advice. It's the Man Chef. Look him up. If you want more information also, you can contact me, lifestylewithpattymac.com, and we'll post some of these recipes.
Okay,
Peter, I hope you
it.
Have a wonderful bike ride today, and you've inspired me to do the same after I get off the air.
Okay, Patty, be well. Thank you very much.
You be well too, my friend. Take good care.
Be well. Thanks. Bye.
You betcha. Now we're going to talk to Anita Borslice from the Willow Stream Spa.
Hi, Patty.
How are you? You know, it's great always talking to, like, my friends I get to meet on the air every Saturday, and you're also one of those, Anita. And you gave me some great ideas. Of course, you're at the Willow Stream Spa at the Fairmont Empress.
Okay.
And we're going to talk later on, closer to the top of the hour, on stress, but we're going to have a little teaser right now. What is stress? Because, you know, whether it's talking to Peter about food and trying to make food for a family or yourself, what is stress?
Stress is basically our physical response to a change in our environment. So whether it's a change at work, whether it's a change in our routine, whether it's just some type of change in our day-to-day routines, stress is basically the physical response to that. Whether you start to feel danger, it's basically it's our body's fight or flight response.
And everybody has a different response. Some
everybody
are kind of low-key.
Everybody has different responses.
But it's still going on inside, but yet they look cooler than other people.
Absolutely. Some people are better at hiding it than others, and I think some people truly have not learned to recognize the signs of stress yet in their body. So that's one of the keys that we'll be talking about real quick is basically what our body does, and we'll talk about some of the really dangerous things that stress can do to our bodies and ways that that we can help to counteract that.
And of course, we're talking about Mother's Day too, and you know, of course, the Willow Stream Spa at the Fairmont Empress is a great way to go and maybe have a nice massage or something for yourself, that these things really do help with
really
that because
is
it's rejuvenating,
gift.
Right?
I always say it's the gift of energy, and allowing someone to help deal with their stress and lower their stress level actually does give you more energy. So things like spa experiences are actually great gifts to give because they're not necessarily something that moms especially will take the time to go out and do on their own.
And it's like the airlines, right, Anita? They say take that mask first. Very, very important that we don't become martyrs, that we know we have to take care of ourselves.
You can't take care of others if you don't take care of yourself first.
Absolutely. So we're going to talk later on at about 10-2.
Perfect.
And catch up on this and some great ideas how to get over stress. When we come back after the news, we'll talk to Deborah Miller about her new books.
My GIC at my bank is maturing next week, but the rates are so low. I'm wondering what to do. Any ideas?
Sure, GIC Direct It.
GIC what it?
GIC Direct It. Just go to GICDirect.com. You'll have access to the highest GIC rates from their extensive network of financial institutions. It's simple, safe, and secure, and there's no fees.
To get the highest interest rates on GICs and term deposits, go to GICDirect.com or call 250-592-7707 and keep your nest egg.
Got a GIC coming due? GIC Direct It.
The best Mother's Day gifts come fresh out of the greenhouses at Marigold Nurseries, with everything from gorgeous baskets made of standard fuchsias and fresh-cut flowers to Marigold's grown annuals and non-stop begonias in 4-inch pots. Marigold Nurseries has been a proud part of Mom's Day celebrations for the past 70 years on Lockside Drive in Sanishton, in Duncan, and at marigoldnurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours, Marigold Nurseries.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, John Spur with CFAX 1070 News. Afghanistan will hold a runoff election after no presidential candidate won a majority in recent voting. Mohammed Leela has the report.
It's the election result that isn't really a result at all. No candidate in Afghanistan's presidential election got more than 50% of the vote. So the country is holding a second round to decide the winner. It means more security and logistics requirements and likely even more violence, giving the Taliban more time to target voters and polling stations. The top two candidates are former Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah, John Hopkins Professor Ashraf Ghani. Mohammed Leela, ABC News.
Two brothers won't be going to jail for a bar fight in Nanaimo that led to the death of a 20-year-old man. Michael Brophy was struck repeatedly in the head, taken outside the bar, left out conscious, and then transported to a Victoria hospital where he died on October 21st of 2006. BC Supreme Court Judge Catherine Bruce has handed 29-year-old Timothy Mabin and 31-year-old Matthew Mabin conditional sentences. Timothy Mabin will serve 2 years less a day for manslaughter, and Matthew Mabin will serve 8 months for assault causing bodily harm. News outlets in France are reporting that three French police officers could be prosecuted in connection with the alleged rape of a 34-year-old Canadian woman. A spokesman for Paris police says the case is in the hands of the public prosecutor's office. The only comment from the Department of Foreign Affairs in Ottawa is that consular officials are providing assistance to a Canadian citizen that is in Paris. The U.S. and its partners are prepared to impose more penalties on Russia. Kirit Radia has the report.
The U.S. and its allies from the G7 have announced they're prepared to slap more sanctions on Russia. An announcement could come in the next few days. A U.S. official says these will be sanctions on more people and companies in President Putin's inner circle. They will not, the official said, be broad sanctions on critical Russian sectors like energy and banking. Officials say those crippling sanctions will come only if Russian troops cross into Ukraine. Kirit Radia, ABC News, Moscow.
A letter written by a passenger on the Titanic hours before the ship hit an iceberg has sold at an auction in Great Britain. Reporter Kyle McKinnon says the letter has a Canadian connection as well.
The letter was written April 14, 1912 by Esther Hart and was meant for relatives back in England as she, her husband and daughter steamed to a new life in Canada. Esther stuffed the letter in her husband's coat as he helped her and their young daughter into a lifeboat. The two in that lifeboat made it. Benjamin Hart did not. The letter sold for £119,000, about $200,000.
The Titanic sank in the North Atlantic on April 15, 1912, killing more than 1,500 people. That's CFAX News to 133. CFAX weather a little bit cloudy out there right now. More clouds rolling in throughout the afternoon, going to reach a high of about 11 degrees. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of showers overnight, low of 6 degrees. And then tomorrow, mainly cloudy, 40% chance of showers throughout the day, and a high of 12 degrees. I'm John Spurv. It's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back with Deborah Fanny Miller, who has two new books out, Juggling the Jitters and Grappling with the Grumblies. We all have things in our life, jitters and grumblies, where we don't feel on top of our game. And it starts when we're young, and sometimes with kids we want them to always be happy, and when they have stuff we don't know really how to deal with it. And these two books are great because they kind of spell it out for us and our kids how we can kind of take steps to turn that around and help with life skills, which is something that we really don't get taught enough of these days. How are you, Deborah?
Be here in spirit with you in Victoria. I'm out in the country in Alberta, and it is snowing.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Unbelievable. You know, my husband's family's from Calgary, and, you know, even like the May long weekend, you can plant stuff, and you don't know if it's going to stay because it might.
I know.
Oh, but you get that beautiful big sky, and it's all worth it, right?
We can't see it right now, but when
you can't
get
see
it,
but eventually. Well, it's nice to talk to you, and, you know, I was reading a bit about your background. You're an actor, a singer, a speaker. You've done lots of stuff. Do you think that this has helped you to kind of write this book, all those past things that you've done?
I think it has, absolutely. I think it's helped me particularly when I go into the schools and work with the children because, you know, what's acting but playing, and I just love to play with the children and get them moving, I've written a few books of poetry, and so saying silly rhymes and playing with language, it just all went together really beautifully. So I have a dream job.
And don't you think to do what you're doing, or doing this, doing anything in life we do, I mean, we all get the jitters, and I hear people say, oh, I'm so nervous before that. That's human nature. It's how we deal with that we don't maybe go to the abuse level or putting ourselves down, that it's normal.
Absolutely. It's more than normal. And I think that the issue, you know, that I love to get across with anger and anxiety is some good news about these emotions, not just that they're normal, but we're actually experts. Because, you know, how many times have we been angry or anxious in the last 24 hours, let alone in our lifetime?
The last 2 minutes.
Exactly. I'm angry about the weather. I mean, this is something that we can come to with great confidence. And I think that's really important because so often, you know, we think we need to go to the experts or we need to buy this or we need to do that. But actually, these emotions are something that we know, and we know, we're not used to, I think, looking at them in this way with this fresh perspective that actually, where do we feel them in our bodies? But we know exactly where we feel them in our bodies, and then once we can ground it in our bodies, we can do something with that.
Right, and you know, anxiety is growing at a rapid rate with young people these days, and anxiety issues.
Oh, it's heartbreaking. I know that after I wrote Grappling with the Grumblies, the reason I wrote the second book to begin with was parents and teachers coming up to me and saying, you know, can you help in some way? Because, yes, little children get worried about things like the second book is about a birthday party, and, you know, they get worried about these things, about will they like my present, will people talk to me, it's, yeah.
But you know what, that doesn't change. I mean, you know, you can stew about it at any age where you're going, will they like my present, what did they think, did I say something stupid? We can overanalyze it to death, right?
You're so right, and I think this is the issue that whether we're wanting to get rid of our own anxiety or help our children to realize that we do this all the time when, you know, we're going out to a cocktail party or the bar or somewhere for the first time, we get those feelings. People like me. And just a quick story about my daughter. She was getting ready for a party in university, and she realized she was getting the jitters. And so she told her friends, I'm getting the jitters. And they, you know, she's my daughter, so of course she gave her household of 19-year-old boys a picture of my book. And so they said, well, let's silly dance those jitters away. And so she and her friends put on some music and started dancing, and she stopped worrying so much about going to this party and will I be liked? Because the thing about anxiety and anger is they really don't like humor and lightness.
That's true. And, you know, I guess if we figured how much people really don't think about us, we'd be surprised if we, you know, because they don't really that much, but in our mind they do. And I think humor is great. When we talk about the grumblies, we're talking about being grumpy. And if we wake up, and in your book, you know, they wake up kind of grumbly, as you say, and we can wreck our day and people around us, and that could turn into a week, into a year, into, you know, several years. So it's kind of something we have to break the pattern too, isn't it?
Yeah, we have to break the pattern, and I think the other thing that's so important to remember is that these feelings are impermanent. We weren't angry 5 minutes ago. We're not going to be angry in 5 minutes. So what are we going to do in those 5 minutes with our bodies, with our speech, with our thoughts? Because we own this factory of what we're going to think about. If we're going to make this anger bigger, we're going to make it smaller, and the same with anxiety. And so, yeah, we can hold on to that resentment for years, but we can empower ourselves to choose exactly where we want to put our thoughts and the physicality that comes with those emotions.
Absolutely. And the illustrations are great in both the books.
Oh, thank you. I think so too, and I can wholeheartedly agree, because I just was so incredibly lucky to work with these amazingly talented women in completely different times of their lives. And Grappling with the Grumblies, that's my cousin, and she's a pretty well-known artist, you know, in her mid-career. And the Danielle Bassinet, who did the illustrations for Juggling the Jitters, just graduated from ACAD, the Alberta College of Art and Design. She's in her early 20s, and the confidence she has is just, you know, amazing.
Well, whether these are for yourself or for your grandkids or your kids, these are great books. And where can you get these, Deborah?
You can get them at Chapters, and you can get them online, and Also, if you go to my website, we can make sure we hook you up with copies that way as well.
You bet. When we come back, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, I'm going to get some tips from you. So today we can get started, whether it's us right now and get up and do some movement, or our kids, and work on these grumblies and these jitters. Back in 2 minutes.
This is the hard sell at a nightclub.
Hey, do you have a map?
What?
Because I keep getting lost in your eyes.
Great.
This is the hard sell at Victoria Hyundai. Oh, right. There is none. At Victoria Hyundai, they don't do hard sell. But they'll greet you with a smile, say hello, and, if you're interested, help you buy a car. That's it. So drop by Victoria Hyundai. You'll find nice human beings there. And zero hard sell. 525 Gorge Road East. Online at victoriahyundai.com.
Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
I'm Corinne May, letting you know what's happening around Victoria. The third annual Creatively United for the Planet Festival continues today at St. Anne's Academy. It's an all-ages free community event featuring more than 80 exhibitors and displays, food carts, music, art, children's activities, and so much more. The 5th Annual Island Savings Family Sport and Recreation Festival is on Saturday, May 3rd at Pacific Institute for Sport Excellence. There's fun for the whole family from 11 to 3. It's the perfect way to introduce kids to new opportunities through PIC and the community, with more than 30 activities for kids and families to try out at this free event. Baby Molly Memorial Family Fun Day is Sunday, May 11th at Delta Ocean Point Resort. This event allows Molly's family to give back to the community they love and honor the memory of their daughter who brought us together during her short life. There'll be lots of going on for the whole family. You can always find out more at cfax1070.com. That's your community connection, brought to you by Fairway Markets.
You're not used to being able to buy much with a loonie.
How much is it for this gum?
That's $1.50.
Oh, man.
But at Fairway Market, your dollar goes further. A pound of delicious apples, just a loony. Imperial margarine, just a loony. Brunswick sardines, just a loony. Cliff Bars, just a loony. Two fresh frying chicken legs, just a loony. And the list goes on. The Fairway Loony Sale at Fairway Market. You'll be happily surprised at what you can get for just a loony. If you haven't shopped Fairway lately, you haven't shopped Fairway.
What is luxury uncovered? It's going beyond the badge and digging deeper to encounter something that surprises. Like discovering that Lexus charges you a premium for their luxury hybrid, while the Lincoln MKZ hybrid has the same starting price as our gas model.
The Lincoln Luxury Uncovered event. Lease the 2014 MKZ or MKZ hybrid from only $328 per month for 48 months at 0% APR with $5,699 down. Plus, receive an additional $1,000 for eligible Costco members. Some conditions apply. Details at LincolnCanada.com.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
Improve your health, your fitness, and your life. Weekend Wellness with Brittany King and Myra Lawrence. Saturdays at 3 on CFAX 1070.
We are back. We're talking about Juggling the Jitters, Grappling with the Grumblies, two great books by Deborah Fanny Miller, and they're available anywhere you buy books. You can also contact me, Lifestyle Patty Mac, if you want to find out more. You're going to give us some tips, too, how we can maybe start today that maybe our child's feeling a little bit grumpy today, or maybe they got up and they're worried about the end of the school year, and what about next year? They're going to a different school or a different grade, so it's the middle schools. How can we do a few exercises to really get that going?
Sure. Well, the first thing is to connect with your child. You know, and as you were talking about before, Patty, that we all have these feelings, and what do we want? We want to know that we're not alone.
Yeah.
So, and the first thing we can do to reassure our child is that they're not alone, that even their big, strong daddies and big, strong mummies actually get anxious sometimes, too, and they get grumbly, too. And that is something that, you know, I think as parents often we want to seem so perfect, when in fact when we let our children know that we also have these feelings, they get great comfort from that because they see that we actually can deal with it as well.
Right, and life throws you things that, you know, it just happens that you have to show these things, right?
Exactly.
That it's part of life, so you have to walk the walk and go through it because it's happening to you.
Exactly. And one of the things I think of that's so funny, you know, when someone rings, the telephone rings, and we're sleeping, and we pick it up, and we go, someone says, oh, did I wake you? And right away we go, oh, no, I wasn't sleeping, as if there's something embarrassing about having been sleeping, as if there's something embarrassing about having these wonderful human emotions that we all get.
Exactly. So do we need to be more who we are and not worry so much about
these
things?
I think we need to be who we are, but I also think it's incumbent on us as parents to get, as you were saying before, you know, get a hold of our own emotions. By get a hold of it, I don't mean repress it in any way, but when we feel them arising, to acknowledge that they're there and calm ourselves down so that, you know, if our child is anxious, we don't go, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh, you're anxious about this, and, you know, that's not going to be helpful, to come in with as anxious or as angry as our child or escalate with them, which also happens as well. So we want to calm ourselves down if we're feeling angry or grumpy first, take our time out, and then come back and help our child, and then we can say in a calm way, yeah, I get anxious too, or I get grumpy, but our child can see that we can deal with it, and so we're modeling that they can as well.
Right, and I guess the glass half full thing, if we're feeling grumpy, look at the good stuff in life, and then if all else fails, move your body, have some laughs, tell some silly stories, tell stories about yourself and things that you did that were silly that you got out of that it was okay at the end of the day.
Exactly, that not taking ourselves seriously is so important, that we can play and laugh at these things, and that's where the silly words come in. You know, I think in the jitters, I call them the maybe mumblies and the what if ifers, and we all know that ourselves. We go, oh, what if this happens, and what if that happens, and what if they don't like me, and what if I do badly at my job, and then it just takes up the whole, all of our air, right? And so even just giving it these words, having a common language, the what if ifers and the maybe mumblies are easier to deal with than that kind of amorphous, I'm anxious and I don't know what to do.
You know? And I think, you know, if you go back to when you were young, that kind of worry is so different, because I remember lying in bed and it's a worry because you don't know any better.
Yeah.
And it's so tough, and you have to honor that in your child, because it is real to them.
You have to honor it, and then as well as honoring it, we have the power and to empower our children to know that then they can use their bodies and their speech and, most importantly, the way they're thinking to focus where they want to put those thoughts. So gently and lovingly and playfully start whatever the worry is. You know, maybe it's nobody will play with me at the party. Say that in a funny, silly way, or playfully at the blarty, and dance around and have some fun. You know, don't take it so seriously.
I think humor is the best part. That
yep.
sounds like a good idea.
And one more aspect too, I think, and this is at the end of juggling the jitters, is when we get anxious. I know for myself, you know, I just get incredibly sort of self-absorbed. It's all about my anxiousness and what I'm going through. But if we can turn that to thinking about, gee, there's a lot of things in the world that there are a lot of anxious people out there, and I wish there were no jitters for any children to juggle tonight, which is what Jacob says at the end, then the child is not thinking just about themselves. And when we don't just think about ourselves, you know, the world just seems a much better place.
Well, that's so true. You know, my mom used to always say, go do something for somebody else and get your worries off yourself. So whether you go out and there's some other ideas here, like get some exercise, go volunteer mm-hmm. somewhere, there's other ways, like you say, to get off of yourself. Because I think right now so many of us are helicopter parents, where we don't want our child to ever feel anything but pure delight. And life isn't like that.
And I think, too, it's just actually making it bigger. And so whatever it is, whether it's with the jitters and in juggling the jitters, they're just multiply, multiply, multiply. And with the grumblies, it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger, to let our child know that he gets to choose where he wants where he wants to focus his mind. And that's a wonderful power, because we all know it's more fun to get back to whatever the activity was before we were talking about the anxiety or the grumbly, and get back to playing and laughing together more.
Yeah, because no one wants to be grumpy all day, because you know it started out not that bad. So get a hold of it, and you can conquer your day. Grappling with the grumblies and juggling the jitters, great books for you, your family, for special occasions or birthdays. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I think you've given us some great advice, and I thank Rachel from Gal Friday Publicity for getting me in contact with you.
Well, it's been a real pleasure, Patty. Lovely to meet you over the phone.
You betcha. Take care. When we come back, we're going to talk to Anita from Willow Stream Spa.
No way! today.
What is Sleep Country thinking?
These prices can't be right.
Yeah, they're just too low.
I know, right?
Hey, what's going on over there?
Oh, just more of our customers who are shocked at the incredible Sealy prices we have right now at Sleep Country. During the horrible winter, Sealy didn't sell as many mattresses as planned, so they offered us deep discounts on every model to move them out the door fast.
Okay, I'll take the one those two are drooling over.
Good choice.
Thinking about charter yacht ownership? Island Cruising and Coastline Marine invite you to turn your fantasies into plans at the Island Cruising Boat Show at Port Sydney, May 1st to 4th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. You'll see the Leopard Catamaran and Sunsail charter yachts built by Beneteau, Jeannot, and Lagoon. Register to win free sailing instruction and a sailing weekend getaway. Ask about nightly sea trials and imagine yourself as the captain of your own yacht. Don't miss the Port Sydney Boat Show. Details at islandcruising.com.
In real estate, unique is an overused word. Parkside at Royal Bay turns unique on its head, setting the new standard of living in the West Shore. Homes include natural gas ranges, fireplaces, heating systems, and barbecue connections. For comfort, convenience, and cost savings, natural gas from FortisBC makes luxury that much more affordable. With homes starting from $499,000, experience the new standard of living at an open house every weekend from 2 to 4. Learn more at thenewstandard.ca.
The best Mother's Day gifts come fresh out of the greenhouses at Marigold Nurseries, Island family owned and operated for 70 years. Save on specially priced strawberry hanging baskets, basket stuffers, and eat healthy Garden Strong Marigold Growing Veggie 6-Packs. Also, 5-liter ready-to-use Roundup Pump and Go kills the roots and gets rid of weeds on Lockside Drive in Sandwichton, in Duncan, and at MarigoldNurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours, Marigold Nurseries.
Eat what you want. Hi, it's Norm Groman here for the Denturist Association of BC. Many people think that not being able to eat certain foods is a sacrifice that comes with having dentures. Now, the reason some foods are difficult to eat may be because of poorly fitted dentures. Your denturist can make adjustments and give you the freedom to eat the foods you love without having to think twice. Find one that's a good fit for you without a referral at denturist.bc.ca. Your smile will say it all.
I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle here on CFAX 1070. I'm here every Saturday from 1 to 2. I hope you'll join us every week. We were talking to Anita Verslies from Willow Stream Spa at the Fairmont Empress earlier in the show. And we're going to continue that conversation about stress. We're talking what stress is. So we're going to go through some of the things that stress does and then 10 easy steps to help reduce that. So why don't we start where we left off, Anita?
Start where we left off. So we all have a natural stress response, and actually it's called that. Your body has a stress response when something different happens in your environment. And it's actually a good thing when you're healthy and when your stress levels are kept in check. Because these are the things, you know, sometimes maybe right before a big game or a dance performance or a presentation in front of your staff, that stress response actually can help you to stay focused, give you a little bit of extra energy, and ensure you maintain your alertness.
Right.
In emergency situations, we've heard also how actually extreme levels of stress have given people incredible strength, you know, to lift a car or to do something that ordinarily they wouldn't have been able to do. So, you know, stress is not 100% bad. It's just in our society, I think it goes so unchecked with most of us. So the most important thing, I think, what happens when we experience stress is our body releases the stress hormones, and we're hearing these words more and more, the adrenaline and cortisol. And these hormones get released into your body. It's a natural part of your body's response to stress. We all know the feeling. Your heart starts to pound, your muscles tighten, your blood pressure goes up, you start to breathe more quickly, and your senses can become much sharper.
You feel like you're going to die. So, I mean, it feels unbearable, right?
Right? Like sometimes, especially for people, you know, if they're really nervous about talking in front of people.
Or, and the voice goes funny and the heart's pounding.
The heart starts to go. We all know, most of us know those feelings when we're experiencing extreme stress. But I think a lot of people don't know the signs when they're feeling stressed out kind of day to day, and it just builds up over time.
And you're saying it can affect all areas, your love life, you grind your teeth, your heart.
I was just going to say, you know, we see a lot of more and more people coming into the spa now with jaw pain. You know, they're having a lot
TMJ,
of jumping, and
grinding.
It's because you're grinding your teeth, you're clenching your jaw throughout the day, and you don't even realize that you're doing it. And it just gets worse and worse and worse, and then one day you wake up and you have an absolutely horrible headache, or now it's starting to spread down into your neck and your shoulders and your back, and it's all stress-related.
And it can also make you fat because cortisol, right?
Exactly. It can also make you fat for two reasons. One is that cortisol actually does, basically what it tells your body to do is store any energy you have. Store it as fat for later on. It's part of that fight or flight. You know, it's like store, hunter-gatherer.
Yeah.
Take it while it's here so that when we need it, we know that we have that energy to use. And that's what cortisol does to our bodies. So it just tells it to store it. And unfortunately, where it stores it is around your abdomen, which is exactly where we don't want the fat.
Yeah, exactly. And it also weakens your immunity. So you're just worn down in general. You look older. It takes its toll. So all these long hours people work and overdoing everything catches
up
with you.
And part of the cause of a lot of those things is the behaviors that a lot of people have adapted to deal with the stress. And again, I don't think they realize that, you know, why they're having that extra glass of wine or why they're having burgers and fries every single night for dinner is that's their way of dealing with the stress. It calms them down. It makes them feel better right off the bat. But ultimately, you're doing yourself a disservice by, you know, drinking to deal with your stress.
So
or
you have 10 easy ways that we can... Or a few easy ways.
A few easy ways.
Tell us a couple of them right now, the last couple of minutes we have here to start today. And one of them is to meditate.
Meditate, yes. And some people, and I will count myself as one of these people, I'll say, I can't meditate. I've tried. I can't calm my brain down. It just keeps thinking of all the millions of things I have to do. And talking to people that do meditate and do meditate successfully, the keys are... find a good area that works for you. So somewhere that's quiet, somewhere that you find relaxing, and somewhere that you can take, you know, 5 minutes out of your day. And really, that's all it has to be. It doesn't have to be an hour out of your day. It can be 5 minutes. But it's learning how to get into that meditative state. So learning how to calm down your brain and focus your thoughts on very, very simple things. And if they always say to just repeat a mantra.
Well, you know, your next one is Breathe Deeply, and we had on Nirmala from the Chopra Center, and she did a little meditation thing for us, and really, it's sort of the breathing and that it doesn't have to be, you know, totally, you know, half an hour of your life.
It but doesn't have
she
to
did,
be fancy.
She did, yeah, she did harmony, peace, laughter, and love, just quietly, and like you say, hand on the heart or in the stomach, breathe. And just give yourself a moment to get centered. We got about 30 seconds left here. We also have be present, reach out to people,
tune into your body and decompress. And actually, let's wrap all of those up into one thing.
Yeah.
Spend time with your friends.
Yeah.
We call it actually, we you can take all of those and combine them into one. And my girlfriends and I, we call it therapy. And we say, this is way cheaper than therapy. We'll go for a walk. So we'll do something good for our bodies. You know, we'll go get a coffee and we'll just talk.
And you feel better after that, right?
You feel better afterwards. You know, you've done something good for your body. You've released a lot of the stress that you were feeling just by getting your feelings out. And it's fun.
And if people want to get a hold of you, Anita, you're at the Willow Stream Spa, the Fairmont Empress. Tell us how to get a hold of you.
And you can call our relaxation team at 250-995-4650. We're there all weekend long.
And Anita's always coming on the show and great ideas for segments. And, you know, it's Mother's Day coming up. Great place to go book something for yourself, for your family, to get a little bit of stress relief. Thank you so much, TJ, as always. Everyone out there, I hope you get out and have a great weekend. If you want to get a hold of me, my website is lifestylewithpattymack.com for radio and real estate, and I'll see you next week. Enjoy.